AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozell. Investigators are working to connect a barnacle-covered wing part that washed up on a remote Indian Ocean island to the Malaysian Airlines flight that vanished more than a year ago. Australia's Deputy Prime Minister Warren Truss says a number on the wreckage could help identify the plane.
There is a number on the parts, BB670. That is not a serial number or a registration number, but it's possible that it could be a maintenance number, and that might help an early investigation.
Even if it is confirmed to be the long-awaited first clue to the disappearance of Flight 370, there's no guarantee investigators can still find the plane's recorders or other remains. The University of Cincinnati police officer who fatally shot a motorist during a traffic stop pleaded not guilty to a murder charge. He's posted 10% of his $1 million bail and has been released. Sheriff's Major Charmaine McGuffey says Ray Tensing seemed happy to be out of jail.
I think he's relieved, just like anybody would, to have the bond posted and to leave the Justice Center.
An anti-gay extremist stabbed six people at Jerusalem's annual Gay Pride Parade. The attacker was arrested at the scene. If Minnesota dentist Walter Palmer and his guides deliberately targeted the protected lion they killed in Zimbabwe, they should face the appropriate penalties. That's the opinion of zoologist Pat Condi at Fossil Rim Wildlife Park in Texas.
Anybody calling himself a professional hunting guide who does something like that ought to lose that kind of status. No question about it.
Members of the International Olympic Committee meeting in Malaysia have been casting ballots on whether to award the 2022 Winter Olympic Games to Almaty, Kazakhstan, or to Beijing. They're expected to announce their decision within the hour. This is AP Radio News. A judge is deciding whether singer Katy Perry or a restaurant owner can buy a hilltop convent in Los Angeles.
Does Katy Perry or Dana Hollister get to buy a choice piece of property in Los Angeles? A Los Angeles Superior Court judge says neither one yet. The Archbishop of Los Angeles wants to sell the property to Perry for $14.5 million. The nuns who live there say the property is theirs, and they have already sold it to Hollister for $15.5 million. The judge says he believes the sale to Hollister is invalid, but he did not order her to vacate. He says it will take months, if not years, to resolve this. The next hearing is September 15th. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
The 1984 Summer Olympics torch that Bruce Jenner carried through Lake Tahoe has been sold for $24,000 at a sports memorabilia auction. It's the first major piece of Jenner memorabilia to go to auction since the winner of the 76 decathlon gold medal became Caitlyn Jenner. Sandy Kozell, AP Radio News.